Fast approaching 90 days since the Reds last played a competitive match, but the countdown to the Premier League season starts right now. It is Ian Ryan with the pre-match warm-up, and I'm with three of the Anfield Wrap's finest and most recognisable voices, Sean O'Donnell, Phil Blundell and Kev Walsh. We will, of course, as always, get the caller a little bit later on in the show. But Sean, I just wanted to do a little bit of a temperature check, start of a new season. Everyone's got hopes and dreams. How are you feeling about the new campaign?
Predictable, but not as buoyant as I was last week. I think the transfer news just stings a little bit. And actually, I do feel a little bit sorry for the club and the situation, because it's clear that, you know, the player's given his word and then gone back on it. Because I don't think you leak it to Paul Joyce, or you give the information to Paul Joyce without the player doing that. And in fact, if they do, then that's the problem. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But you know, I'm still excited. You know, of course, you're excited going into a new season. Obviously, the slot thing gives it a bit more excitement, in my opinion. I think, you know, not to downplay Jürgen now that he's gone or anything, but
nah, fuck him.
Yeah,
he makes us better.
Yeah. It just creates a bit of excitement. I'm intrigued to see how we're going to play in a competitive game, because, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the change in style in the pre-season games, and let's be honest, you can never quite judge it in a pre-season game. Whilst I think we did look like pretty strong against Seville and stuff, I still think the team will be slightly different come Saturday. So I'm excited. I'm nervous, because I think that we've got a lot more to lose than Ipswich have. So I think that, you know, just getting the 3 points is an absolute must. But I'm excited to see the lineup. I'm excited to see how the players play under the new regime, and just to get back in the swing of it. You know, I'm at the point now where I'm actively missing it now at the weekends. I think there's, for the first few weeks, you just sort of go, oh, it's quite nice to, you know, speak to my wife and my kids and stuff.
what a fella. She's not listening yet.
But now I'm like, actually, yeah, I could do with disappearing for a few hours every weekend. So yeah, no, really looking forward to it.